This podcast is sponsored by Monarch.
Lifesaver.
Game changer.
The best thing to ever happen to my finances.
The people have spoken. Monarch makes personal financing a breeze.
Monarch is an intuitive, powerful, collaborative finance app that can help you save, budget, and keep your financial life in shape.
With Monarch, I can see my account balances, transactions, and investments in one place, so I always know what's going on with my money.
Whether you're saving for your first home, thinking about starting a family, your own business, or planning for retirement, Monarch is here for you every step of the way.
Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Monarch and manage your finances more effectively. See what thousands of people are saying about Monarch, the app Wall Street Journal voted the best budgeting app of 2024. Collaborate with your partner or financial advisor at no additional cost. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
You are listening to Drop Tent Media Network.
Back in the studio. How are we?
I'm doing good, dude. How you doing?
Yeah. Oh, dude. Great. I'd say feliz todos
so far you said
todos los días.
Do it.
Feliz. Oh wait, wait.
Todos los días
feliz.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Every day happy? I don't know, dude.
Yeah, you're close. You're like, yeah, you're close. But let's
fuck
bring
you
in
then. Oh, we start this fucking podcast, everybody. My name's Neil Wood. Welcome to Cult of Us. I got Jesse Pedraza over there. Oh, I can't hear myself at all. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Let's bring in Adam Nutter, the other fucking co-host over there.
What's up?
Sounding great. What's up, buddy? It's
nothing,
good to
bud.
See
what's going
you.
On?
You know.
Yeah. Life,
want to
kill yourself?
No, I'm just waiting. You know,
what are you sad about today, bud? Let's get out in the open.
No, nothing bothering you.
Voldemort didn't do anything to upset you.
No, I don't think so. I mean, whatever. She knows what she did, but it's
besides existing.
No, it's all
in
good.
General
dude.
Capacity.
Nah, it's all good. She knows. Right. She knows what she's got to do. You know what I mean? Be hotter, get thinner. I just say all the worst things a guy could ever say. It's like, be hotter,
get smarter, read more books.
I'm gonna get fat, and then you have to get hot. Anyway, yeah, we got Jesse Pedraza over there wanting me to wear your headphones because fuck you, Adam. I guess I don't.
Yeah,
know.
It does bother me. I don't like that you're wearing them,
dude.
Why though?
Again, I mean, I'm taking myself
skin
completely
touching my headphones.
I'm like taking myself completely out of this. This is a thing between y'all. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what
you're just a vessel.
Jesse Pedraza was like, oh, hey, wear these. Like, one of what? Oh, your joke was from Titanic, like one of your French whores or something.
Yeah.
Right? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Man, what a good joke that was.
Hey,
and then
hey, still a do we fall into a 1997 time capsule? Jesse's fucking whipping out Titanic.
I know.
You fucking hack.
So strange.
Jesus Christ.
I think me and my friend were the only, we couldn't have been the only two kids that accidentally went to go see that movie and then laughed at inappropriate times.
No, for sure not. They showed us that like the next year, like in like a film class thing. And like, I was like at the seventh grade when that shit, like probably by that time, like you were showing a bunch of fucking essentially 11, 12 year old middle-aged boys, people falling to their deaths, like they're not gonna be like, ha. Like that's, and they're like, stop it, be respectful. We're like, no. We're gonna keep laughing at this, of course. Like, what are you, crazy? That guy hit the fucking chimney stack and flipped like 30 times. That was awesome.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That was, oh yeah. Oh, when he hits the propeller.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That guy's the best.
Sorry. Yeah, that's it.
He's up right on top. He's like
a ding.
He's like, gonna make it, right? We got towards the end. Ha ha, man. Can't wait to see you after we get down. What if that scene was really long? they really sat on him for too long. Like Cameron was just really, can't wait to get down and see my wife and kids. You know what I mean? I think they already jumped. They made it, which is awesome. It's just,
they're like, on the boat. They're safe.
Man, Cameron is just really sitting on this guy. I don't know what he loves this actor. I don't know
dude,
what,
they,
The 20-minute section.
When, when he hit two, he even did like that ragdoll physics, like the fucking the ding. It was brutal.
Oh, the noise, the good like plang. Oh, the noise was great. It almost is like we didn't need that part. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's a fucking crazy part in that movie where you're like, why do we have to watch that guy pop that way?
Because if you think about it,
the like, old people like, would have wouldn't have. I love that again. The old one is like the old people that got, but
honestly,
would have drowned, but they would have obviously floated like to the top of the room.
No, it's like, no, it is like we get what's happening. Like we understand the ship is sinking and it's catastrophic and it's probably a psych. So with Cameron's probably like, nah, it's not enough. We need this guy to hit this fucking propeller top notch speed.
When it was sliding, when you saw the people sliding.
Yeah.
Dude, that was, come on, that was fun.
You like that part?
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
Jesse's just talking about parts he liked.
No, hold on. About like the fact they're fucking dying, you assholes.
Wait, but, when the ship is split,
starting to split, and then you start seeing those people fall to their death.
Because they were,
that's what we were laughing at, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
But wait, when they start falling to your death, you mean when it splits?
When it splits, and then it like starts to give a slide. You know the scene.
I think so. The problem, I think it did look great. It's probably because they were gigantic set pieces.
Yeah,
I know.
That's why it did look cool. Like it wasn't digital. Yeah. Like you know,
right?
I mean,
when I saw that, I was like, that looks fun.
Yeah.
Mean like it looked fun to act in? Like if you're an actor there, you're like, wee.
No, as a kid in that moment, I was like, that looks fun.
All these people who are going to freeze to death.
The sliding to your death.
Sometimes this podcast is just too smart. Sometimes this podcast is just one of those things where, you know, somebody on the podcast just kind of goes like, that part, so cool. It's like, yeah, man, totally. Welcome to the cult, everybody.
Yeah, Jesse's a little retarded.
This is the Titanic episode.
Oh, yeah, we've already named it. Okay, cool. I like it.
Well, that's the name. Yeah, because
we've already hit a fucking iceberg.
Called Jesse Pedraza.
I would love a cut of like Adam and I, like they CGI his face and our face onto like Rose and them fucking in the car and Jack fucking in the car.
Oh, right.
That'd be great.
Wait, who's Jack and who's Rose?
I don't know, dude. I mean,
this is an important question.
What do you want?
You know, Jack.
I gotta be honest, man. I don't think you are, but sure, man. For this, I love you.
Are you saying you're more Leo-like than I am?
I'm saying that a lot of stuff on this podcast is telling me a lot more about you guys. And dude, if you need to be Jack, you go ahead and be Jack, dude. But I'm telling you, I don't think you are.
No, no, no. Are you telling me you think you're Jack more than me? How? I'd sacrifice myself first.
I know. I understand. But I also check like two of the massive categories. Actually, I'm going to say all three. I probably do.
What are they?
I mean, more handsome than you.
No, run an actual artist. Hold on. Stop. Okay,
an actual artist.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine for
sure. And I strike, I think, a better silhouette. So,
of what? Fat, puffy nipples?
I mean, nah, but you can, no, a silhouette, dude. I'm not saying I'm my side silhouette.
That's how fat they are. Oh, what you said.
Nah, if it's a cold room, you wouldn't be able to tell, dude. My side profile.
Bullshit. By the way, the first point was objective. It's subjective, I mean.
Especially on the Titanic, dude. My nipples are going to be rock hard. No one's going to know. It's so cold out there. So, my nipples will be rock hard. I'll fucking look super cut. I'll look real nice. So I'm just saying, I'm saying this is for you, dude. If you need to be Jack,
No. I don't like to think that you think you're Jack over me. And by the way, again, I think my Jack.
Why is Jack the alpha?
Hey, Jesse, shut up.
How is Jack the alpha?
Stay out of it. You're Billy Zane in this. Shut up. You're the fucking villain.
Yeah. He's the alpha.
Billy Zane's too handsome. You're not him. You're the fucking blobfish in the bottom of the ocean. The Titanic sinks too. How about that?
Anchorhead. Is it anchorhead? No, it's an angerfish. That's what
angler.
I am.
Angler.
Anglerfish.
You can't be it because you don't know what it is. You can't be it because you don't even know what it is.
Fair enough.
Blobfish. Can we just stick with blobfish and move on? Blobfish Jesse. Villain. Out of this. It's between Neil and I. Anyway,
meet a gold.
My Jack qualities are way stronger. I sacrificed myself, which that's the most important Jack quality, by the way. Because Rose lived and got to tell the fucking story. So you're welcome. Would you do that? No, you're a coward. And then you don't even have the rest of the Jack qualities anymore. So it doesn't matter.
Right. I mean, hey, man, I mean, if you want this to be okay, then that's fine, man. Whatever works.
I don't like how you're just giving it to me because you think
I feel like you need it more than I.
I want it fair and square.
I know. And I know that in your heart, that's what you want. But it's just not true. So I was
clarify, CD, what you were asking.
She was asking the same thing about
clarify
it
that true. I'm more Jack. I know I'm more Jack like. I know.
Yeah, guys. And I mean, are we doing the whole podcast like this?
No,
you guys podcast weird. Like, you guys,
I don't know
what's happening.
That's a good point. Good. Okay. No, we move on from Titanic now.
Oh, can we? Are we allowed to move on? Is everyone okay with it? Wasn't a good movie.
It was a good movie,
Adam.
It was okay.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like they could have cut out maybe like an hour of that.
They could have cut the propeller guy out for sure.
They could have cut out an hour.
Yeah.
And it would have been fine.
It was a little long.
It was a little touch long. Well, this has been great. I'm done. So I think we fulfilled the time.
Totally.
Did we nail it?
Nailed it.
Awesome.
Spectacular. We are doing this on a Monday instead of a Wednesday because you're going to an AEW match, which is very out of sorts for you. And also funny that Jesse's not going and that's like his thing. So it made me laugh.
Yeah. Good.
I'm jealous, but whatever.
Yeah, that's funny to me.
Cool. Why, man.
How are you going? Like who got these tickets?
So what I did was I've had a job for a while now.
Okay.
I procured liquidity through that job, right? I was able to find someone build a computer. I found that computer.
Wow, cool.
Happened to be in my house. And I got on it and I searched out a master of tickets is what I went to. I think it's masteroftickets.com.
You didn't go to the SeatGeek or the Nation
I didn't go
Live?
I didn't go to Nerd Chair or whatever the fuck. No, I didn't. I went to the Master of Tickets. Yeah, I didn't go to whatever nonsense you just said. I went to where men go to buy tickets. They went to the Master of Tickets.
Okay.
And they were just throwing it at me, dude. Like a chick doing a wet t-shirt contest in Tampa Bay, you know?
Okay.
Who maybe wants to murder her kid in maybe a year and cover it up.
Trunk in a car. I get it.
Exactly.
But my question to you is, again, you're not a wrestling guy, so you just went on the Master of Tickets.
I mean, isn't wrestling for everybody? You know what I mean?
It's for
very true.
It's for people with brain damage and who are also possibly gay. Yeah.
Let me take a little bit of this. You know what I mean? Nobody parte de Dios, lo Espíritu Santo. You know what I mean, dude? It's for everybody, man. You're thinking about it too much.
But you don't watch AEW.
Yeah, but you know what you can do is, which is real fun. You can just go to wrestling, and because it's so smart, stupid.
Okay.
Figure out where I'm insulting you in that because it's so smart, stupid. I'm talking directly to Adam. because I just make up my own stories, so it doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just go. Your own I place. Just go and have fun. No, I just go. Would you not just go? If it popped up on your phone, you're like, oh, all right. It's cool,
would I pay? No.
You never, okay, well, you don't know how to have fun, I think is what we're discovering.
Oh, wrong.
You don't. I mean, wrong. You don't. Well, but okay. Wrong. Whatever, man.
Because I don't want to spend money on AEW tickets for something I don't give a shit about. Yeah, if you gave me tickets to AEW, like you want to go, I'd go.
Okay, cool. Well, that's kind of what I was doing for an actual friend that I have. So, not this virtual shit friend, like my actual friends.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, because I do stuff in, what are the kids, IRL. So, I do stuff in IRL with people, you know what I mean? So, I don't really do virtual stuff, really. So, I have a real friend. I'm going to go with him to the event, which is going to be fun.
Okay. Tell Jesse Drew I said, what's up?
happens to be that person, which for people who know who that is, good for you and for everyone else.
I also think it's
you
funnier.
Have to figure out what Adam's joke is there.
That was for us. I knew Jesse was also going to find that amusing.
We're not going to take two Jessies to a wrestling event.
That's
like
also
we're setting up. It's like a Smoking Aces premise. Like it's fucking ridiculous.
That's also Jesse's why I find it funny.
All night.
How Jesse Pedraza lives with you, and you're like, I'm gonna buy wrestling tickets and not also include this guy who actually likes
Jesse Pedraza is not having a child soon, in which that I have to give a gift like to him to celebrate. So I don't give gift to the women. I don't do that.
No, you shouldn't. They don't deserve anything.
No. I mean, that's how you see that. I mean, that's not what I think, but
that's how the show sees it.
I just don't give a gift. That's all I said. You incriminate yourself so much on this podcast. I just go like, I just don't give gifts to women. I just go like, I just say that shit. And then it's like, what the fuck's that about? It's like, I just like to not give them gifts.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I've been thinking about, just like, oh, well, we might as well do this previous. I think that's what you should do for a guy or, you know, if it's in that dynamic or whatever of, or friend, and you're just like, hey, she's having the baby. Of course you're going to do a baby shower and all that stuff. But like before the baby comes, obviously if you're going to try to do something for a dude or your friend, yeah, and just do it then. Like there's, it doesn't make sense. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. We'll do a little wrestling thing. Mm. Go experience. The last time we went, I went to a wrestling thing. It was a lot of fun. So I was like, all right, cool. You know,
y'all have fun this time.
Yeah. Apparently, he's keyed up, which is what makes me happy.
Yeah,
I live vicariously. I don't have children, so I basically just like kind of have you guys, and I just think of you guys as my children.
That's fair.
And I just kind of give you little presents and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, remember I bought like dishwasher pods for the house.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, I'm a nice guy.
Oh, so like he gets Probably to eat them. Nice. So like Jesse gets to eat them.
Yeah, and Jesse gets to eat them whenever he feels like. I don't think
I have him for a snack.
Yeah. You do have a first snack, dude. Yeah, I hear that bag open up, and you know he's not going to stop. You know what I mean? You hear that bag pop open, you're like, oh, boy, here he goes. Very he's going true. At him.
You're not wrong.
You know, and I'm like, oh, that's great. I'm the same way with chips. I get it. What? What's your usual – Adam, you've been switching up your snacking at all? You've been still going tried and true, or you're stacking – what's up with it?
Anything, what's the updates on the snacking? I don't know. I went back – I decided to go back to intermittent fasting. So now I'm doing 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. again. So I'm trying to be good boy. But there's so many cookies that Steph just got. We just got fucking Girl Scout cookies, and I've been eating those.
Gotcha.
So much. Okay. So much. So many girls. And then Steph made cookies. So I've been eating those cookies. I've been eating a lot of fucking cookies. It's crazy. It's too many fucking cookies. But I'm going to try to compartmentalize that. And I feel like I'm not going to work out, to be honest. I'm not working out. I'm not gonna work out. So I feel like I put on some weight since the holidays.
Okay.
From the cookies that I've been eating since Thanksgiving.
I mean, I felt like at one point you were throwing cookies in there. It was like Bubba Gum shrimp shit. It was like you were like, I think I had a turkey cookie. There was I'm like, damn, dude, you made everything cookies.
Oh, we had Crumble cookie. You know that cookie company called Crumble?
Yeah.
Have you heard of them? Okay, like for anybody who hasn't, they're like these giant gourmet cookies.
Yeah.
And Tommy Crowley's got Steph and I like a box of four because he's a good boy.
Gotcha.
He's a good friend. I don't know why. He's just gifting. Tom's like a true fat friend, just gifting boxes of cookies. Like he's like, and they're big boxes too. He's like, here's this giant box of Crumble cookies for you guys.
I wouldn't be surprised if Tom also got high, bought too many cookies, and then was like, I'm trying to probably lose some pounds. Let me offload some of these cookies.
Hey, you know what? Either way, I appreciate the cookies because I
miss
also
him.
High.
I miss him. Is he dead? What happened? Is he still alive? That's fun.
Dude, he saw me the other day. So he called me. He's like, hey, I have paperwork in my car that you left when I drove you to the hospital for your injections because he was my ride.
Right. Yeah.
And I was like, it's probably not important because it's been like weeks now and I don't need him. He's like, I'll drop him off. So he like shows up in my house.
I'm trying to
like,
think of Adam paperwork. It's just like all Dunkin' Donuts receipts. like what paper? Yeah. What paperwork? It's like just like fucking goddamn jokes written on napkins and fucking Dunkin' Donuts receipts and buys with like little messages and like messages in a bottle. Like it's like, it's not paperwork.
Yeah. Comic book shop receipts. Yeah. Just random arbitrary shit.
Nice. Okay. So you go to pick up your.
So no, he shows up at my house with it, and he's disheveled. He's like has like one eye open and closed. He's like his hair's. I'm like, what's up, man? You all right? He's like, yeah, just sad. I'm like, all right. Like, well,
I know.
You want to go like after breakfast or lunch one day? He's like, maybe. I'm Tommy like, Crow. You don't have to. It's fine. Like, we don't have to do that.
Tommy Crow, I love him so much. I hope him. He's okay.
Yeah. I feel like he's like an android about to like reboot himself. That's what he looked like. Like he's like on the end of his like robot life cycle. He's like, I need like some new parts and reboot the system.
Is it fucked up if I say like he feels like if I was trying to tell people what Tommy Crowe is like, I would, it's almost, I would describe him as if you have a friend who you feel should be in a Wes Anderson movie.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Like you're it's like, yo dude, I know you're not like, I'm also sad. So it's like, but we're both kind of sad and commiserating, but you have a different taste of sad.
Yeah. He's also slightly crazy.
Is he?
I mean, Vegas.
I love, well, oh, that's, I'm normal. I'm used to that now. Yeah, 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 totally. Tom, I have a, you know, Tom's the frontal one. Well, I'm not to Adam right now, like Adam, because he was like, he just like is the guy who like accidentally shit his pants in my house once. Like he's just the dude who's like, hey man, I'm just out here living, and I might have just accidentally pooped my pants. And I'm like, hey man, I mean that does happen. So I'm gonna say, go in that bathroom, figure out what you got to do. Yeah. And you know, I'll give you new pants. He's like, dude, oh,
Jess,
I was like, you know.
Jess, we were out in Vegas doing like Vegas and LA doing like comedy. And this is like before COVID and shit, like doing comedy and shit.
Yeah.
And Tom just decides to walk down the Vegas Strip, the very crowded Vegas Strip, like this.
Like,
arms extended like Jesus, like in a Jesus painting, like, you know, like become and just wouldn't move.
Right.
So he walked down the middle of the street like this, and people would just walk around him. Like, no one stopped. No one, like, checked it.
Because
no
that
like,
guy knows what he's doing.
And he just, like, parted people like the Red Sea. And, like, he would even do, like, his head up high, like, chest out, like, being a real cunt about it on purpose. And just everyone respected it. It was making me so annoyed. I was infuriated. But that's Tom Crowley's. Also, pretty much shit himself in the elevator, and then blame Neil, which is, that was funny.
That was funny. I mean, he blame you
while he's doing his deity. While he's doing his fucking, it's this friend who's like, just weird, charismatic dude, and he's doing his fucking Jesus stuff and like sashaying down the street with his little shorts on. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah,
you know what 100%. I mean. He's doing that the whole time, just letting out blasting farts. Because the baby boy is lactose intolerant. We're all eating just like tacos and pizza and shit.
Right, he's lactose intolerant and just kept eating cheese.
He's just shoving cheese. Like everything we had that weekend. We're having like Crunch Wrap Supremes. And I'm sitting there looking at Tom like, Tom, we just did these jokes like 20 minutes ago. We said your butthole is blowing up. Why are you eating cheese again? And I felt like I kept finding him. And he'd be eating more cheese.
Like we would like look in the room, and he'd just be on the bed, like, oh, like
we had to drive 4 hours and, like, to fucking.
Oh my god, yeah.
We had to get in the car for 4 hours from Vegas to go to LA. Ugh. And I'm just like, I'm like, yo, seriously, dude, stop. We're giggling, and I'm just like, yo, stop eating cheese. And then we would separate for 2 seconds, and he would, no joke, walk out of a shop with like a cheese stick,
just fucking with
us, like.
It was like, it was really like telling a child, like a sick, like if you eat cheese, you could die. Don't stop eating cheese. And he's like, okay. Like,
challenge accepted.
At one point I thought he was like, what, like Bad Grandpa us or whatever, the Johnny Knoxville old guy, like him dressed up. I was like, dude, are you fucking with us right now? Like, stop it. Oh God.
So there was one point where we get into the elevator and he's like shitting his brains out essentially. And there's like, it's like a bunch of people in the elevator. It wasn't just three of us. It was the elevator. And he just turns to, like, to me and he's like, why would you do that in this elevator?
Again, hits a silent one, so I can't even tell. Hits a silent one and then just goes like, dude, why would you do that in this elevator? And I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
There's no way to fight that, because then he just come off and liar. It's like when someone calls you racist. Like if you argue it, it's you lose either way. You know what I'm saying? So Neil was just like, "Fuck you." That's all you can do. Just give him a fuck you,
dude. You know that's not me.
But no one believed
you. I can't believe you just do that in this. Like to these
everyone believed Tom. Everyone believed Tom. The whole elevator believed Tom. And everyone looked at Neil and was like, "What the fuck, dude?" Like, had to do like the dude. It was so funny.
And Neil has that face,
of course. But no one believes it wasn't him. That's the problem for him, not for us. Very funny. That was a wild trip.
I wish I had farts that were fun.
Wait, what?
I wish I don't have fun farts, man. I all my fun farts are by myself. I've never had the ability to harvest my farts like that.
Yeah, Tom's a real piece of
Tom
shit.
Can, I mean, he's got, obviously he's having AIDS. Like he's having like, you know, there's like,
yeah,
he uses AIDS to help him in the fart war. It's ridiculous.
Because his body's breaking down. For that smell to come out of a human being, your intestines are breaking down.
Yeah.
It's like, it's like waste. It's like how, it's like decay. It's like radioactive decay. It's disgusting.
Yeah, he was like, he was like bio-shocking his like his own stomach. Like he was just like
as a joke for against us.
And no joke, like you'd be like, yo, dude, I thought you said you weren't eating cheese anymore. And he'd be like, oh right. Like you know, I'm like, Tom, stop fucking with us. This is ridiculous. Dude, we have to share a bed. Like, what the
fuck? Yeah. He ate so much pizza. He snores violently.
Well, Adam's a sensitive bitch.
You know I'm a light sleeper. No, I'm a light sleeper.
Are you really?
Yes.
Oh, you, ew. Adam, it's he. Ugh. I bet you, I wonder what his sleep schedule was before, but he's one of those dudes. Adam's one of those guys that, like, it took him forever to get into a sleep pattern with even his partner, with fucking Steph or whatever.
Yes.
And that's the sleep pattern he deals with. If anyone else throws a fucking cog in that machine, oh, God.
Correct. Neil's 100%.
It's, he couldn't, he was just like, listen, I can't sleep in a bed with either of you. And I was like, all right, man. Well, I mean, I don't give a shit. I'll fucking, you know, pass out on the floor. I don't give a shit. So I'm whatever. Yeah. But I was like, if it's really important to you, me and Tom will, you know, I'll have Tom. We'll go butt to butt. He'll be just blowing farts on my ass. Dude, I still have a discoloration on my whole back because of the fucking level of toxicity from my friend's own butthole.
And then
of him just boshing it with just banging it with hot farts.
He's shitting his pants in his sleep.
We're drinking beer, tequila. Like,
oh, it was rough. He's snoring like the cartoon snoring, like the like that, listening loudly on his headphones to that fucking show Barry.
Oh God, that reminds me. Adam, have you ever seen the first season of Barry? That's just for me and Tom. It's a joke from the trip, dude. He hated that we were talking about Barry. Yeah. Like, go on to the. I guess we're giving it to him. We should be giving it to fans. Because I guess
on Patreon. It's on Patreon.
On Patreon. Yeah. But if you have it, like, we were just fucking around and having good bits. I'm not even going to give the bit away, but it's a dumb bit. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Stupid shit.
Fuck,
we were fucking with Adam the entire time. It was fun.
Oh, but that's the, if we ever do a comedy gig like on the road with Tom ever again, he's getting his own room, or I'm getting my room. I'll never share a room with him again. That's fucking
it's
crazy.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
The smell and sounds of Tom Corollius are fucking disgusting.
And Tom, like, it can be like a neat dude, but I also have seen him just kind of like, he's the kind of guy that if you're rooming with, like, I'm super neat, obviously, like, you know, so I'll have just like my bags always stowed or whatever. And like, Tom, I realized, like, he's what I think of.
Yeah,
I think of everyone else because he just like walks in, opens up his thing, and it just blows throughout the like. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it's just shit. You know, you're just like, yeah, man, my bad. I don't know,
dude. And then Tom walks in the front door and essentially just takes his bag. He's like, "This is all mine now," and just fucking and just throws his shit everywhere. And you're it's infuriating.
It's good. It's awesome. I love it. I love it. It's such a smart move. Such a good move.
Don't room with him.
Don't don't it's awful.
No, I mean, we pulled a couple pranks, you know what I mean? We watched Barry a bunch. It was good, dude. It was a good old time.
You almost got robbed. Anyway, good times.
Oh, God. Yeah, we have
my Elvis story enough.
So yeah, man, we almost got robbed by Elvis. This is a National Lampoon's movie.
Don't even go back to it. Let him sit in the palm and just go on, carry on forward.
Dude. If this podcast is going to be silence, it is going to be silence. You don't have to add. You know what I mean? How dare you? I think you said that joke. You were like, Neil, I know you don't have anything. And then you looked at me and I was like, you're right. But let it sit in it, dude. Don't be doing that shit. How dare you?
Let's do plugs.
Fuck you.
Fuck. I don't even keep talking about something else.
He's like, hey, vamp, I gotta hit two buttons.
Oh, Jesse
give me a second.
Has the easiest job as producer. Are we doing Feeding Ducks in the theme?
We can't have anything. We can't have anything. Oh, yeah. What are we doing? Let's do
Daydreaming.
Oh, yeah. This music sucks. It's great. I love this.
Well,
I forgot to do a prayer. I was gonna do a prayer. Never mind.
Do the prayer.
We'll hold our dicks during plugs. Everyone join dicks. Everyone just hold a dick next to you. This is far too loud. This is hilarious.
I got you.
It's so loud in my headphones. It's fine. You can check me out at imneilwood.com. Oh yeah, we need this plug music. If we can't do it without this plug music, it needs to happen. You ever been in like a Swedish massage place? That's kind of what it feels like.
No, this sounds like a video game loading screen to like.
No, there you go.
To like
shitty game.
GTA. Though. No, really? like GTA.
No, GTA.
Maybe.
This is an early GTA sounding video loading screen. 100%.
There's no such thing as.
Don't grip the title of my penis, Adam. Thank you. Right, just loosen up your situation. Thank you. I'm neilwood.com. You can check me out there. Jesse Pedraza, where can they check you out?
They can find me at Jesse Pedraza Show on TikTok and on Instagram and Slapstick Sports.
Adam Nutter, where can they check you out? Nice. You shaved Adam recently, Nutter. Adam. Nice.
I did.
You shaved. It feels good.
I like
down
to
there.
Keep the shafts clean for you. I don't want any fucking Brussels in there.
Yeah. I like it.
Or thorns. Check me out at Adam Nutter on all this stuff.
Hey, put your hand back on my dick, dude. Don't grab your mic. Put your hand. Thank you.
I took it off my.
Well, you're gonna break the prayer circle.
Break this vortex we got going.
Yeah,
on.
Man, we got this prayer sweet vortex.
At Adam Nutter on everything. Go listen to the Porcupine. YouTube.com/Adam Nutter. Thanks for growing that page, everybody. Keep listening. Keep going.
Yeah, guys, don't help this podcast out at all. Just keep fucking growing the Porcupine. Don't worry about this one. I'll be fine. Jesse Pedraza is gonna fucking be poor.
Be fine.
It's gonna be great. Yeah. This is great.
Did
you fucking grab my dick with Dorito hands? Jesse, grab my dick with Dorito hands.
Cheesy
Jesse,
puppy dildo hands.
We're gonna talk about this. No, it's fine. It's fine. All right, cool.
Check Neil and I out, and also Blaze Giacus at the LPPA convention, March 4th through 6th. Again, you can just get tickets through the just for the show, comedy show. Also, I'll be opening up for Dave Smith and Tom Woods speeches, I should say. So coming out to that, lppa.org.
Opening up for some speeches.
Yeah, I don't know how to say it. Also, by the way, I got to talk to you about something very important for this podcast.
That's so funny. No, I'm not even busting your jaws. Like, I legitimately, it's not even your fault. It's just like, you're along for the ride. You're somebody who supports it. And you're just like, I think I'm opening up for some speeches.
Well, I got to talk to you about that.
I should tell you about the guy who opened up for Abraham Lincoln's speech. It was fucking raunchy. It was so raunchy, dude. It was crazy raunchy. It was, you would not believe it. It's like Don Rickle kind of shit. It was rough.
God damn it. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to say it.
Keep going with your plugs, baby. It's all good. I got your dick, dude. Just go.
LPPA.org/convention for tickets for that if you want to come. It's a Williamsport, so it's kind of in the middle of nowhere, but if you're around Williamsport, coming out. And then, of course, this upcoming Saturday, February 12th at the Pop-In, drop10.com/events for tickets. And
take a drink. Keep going, bud. I'm just going to not hold you.
And we'll be on the road this upcoming summer. So we'll be putting updates soon, I think. So check us out soon. And I think that's it. Jesse already said, listen to Slapstick Sports. Boom. Neil?
Hell yeah. I'm regretting this bit now because we're all still holding dicks still. I feel like it's weird. Spiritually, of course, we're holding dicks, but I still feel like it's awkward that we're spiritually holding dicks. So go to drop10.com/podcast and check us out. Check out the old page. You can find a bunch of stuff on there. And of course, all the other podcasts, but you'll find our podcast. You can support this podcast directly. You can follow the pod and everything there. Of course, check out patreon.com. Get in there. We got a $1 tier, a $3 tier, and a $5 tier. It's always there for you. A bunch of content, stuff we've talked about actually in this podcast.
Shout out to Dickie and CD for the recent patron, becoming recent patrons.
Dickie, I got your fucking poster already queued up, man. I'm just trying to work out if I'm going to use that kind of spicy language in it. So I'm going to see, but I do got some posters for you, buddy. I'm going to throw them up next pod. Sorry. I got busy with fucking shit. Shut up, Dickie. All right, so I'm busy. Shut up. So I'm holding dicks. All right, so $1 tier, $3 tier, and of course our $5 tier. $3 tier, check out some watching stuff. We're watching UFC, we're watching cool stuff with us. You can get in Discord and hang out. And of course $5 tier, Anna Gabrielle's tattoo tier. You know, you can get a tattoo, a big old full color, possibly, you know, a softball size tattoo for possibly $20. Give us $5 a month, supports us. Every other month we're gonna pull out a name, you get a fucking big old tattoo, and that's it. There's no fucking gimmicks or shit. All right, so have some fun with that, and it supports us. And then buy some shirts and check out drop10.com store. supports the podcast. Let's bring this in, because I've been honestly, your dicks are getting like clammy from my hands, and I know my hands are cold and you guys are shriveling up. So why don't we get out of plugs, and then yeah, blessed be. Whew, God, thank you, everyone. Take your hands off. We can let it go. Nice, awesome. I felt like Adam's hands are getting like, I know he's not working out, but they're getting like, they're getting a little more tactile. Like you can feel the difference in them. I think he's actually becoming a man now. Which is nice. I can feel it on my hands.
Soft as a baby's ass.
It's so weird to have your best friend hold your dick in those kind of prayers, but they do make them strong. Like it makes us strong.
Does I also feel your pulses.
No, I know. That's always yeah, the best part is just, you know, see how the apple on top, how red it gets, you know what I mean? And but the weirdest part is it makes me feel fucked up, but it also gets me a little pumped, is like that feeling your ring finger. Oh man, it's because you can feel the wedding ring, and I know that. I mean, we would never do anything like that. We're just doing it for prayers. You know what I mean? That's all.
Right.
That's
not gay at all, or sexual.
It's not sexual either. Yeah, it's not even sexual.
Well, it's definitely gay, but it's not sexual.
that's the strange part about it. Like, yes, we are technically committing like a gay act together, yes, but at the same time, completely not sexual.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. It could be both.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Ooh, of course. That's why I imagine prison sex is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a spiritual moment.
Oh, that's a good question. At what point? If that's you,
would I come if I was being fucked and raped in prison? I'd probably come like quick.
Pretty quick. I think.
If I was getting.
You probably end it sooner.
I know how to end. Yeah, I know. I'm going to come quick. I'm probably going to come really fast. If I'm getting fucked in the butt in prison, rape style, it's a shame. I'm probably going to come real fast.
Hit that prostate.
That was your question. That was your obviously
totally.
Your question.
Yeah, totally. Would you be embarrassed if you came right away from a prostate pounding?
No, I don't think so. You know what? I'd be embarrassed at first, but I try to use it. You know what I mean? I try to like shoot it either around. I try to maybe that's the moment, and I try to like pop off and like shoot him.
Oh, maybe. I think your face is mushed into the pillow of the shitty prison bed, and you're just on your fucking chest and backyard. I don't think I have time to turn around and do that. I think
touché. Yeah, that might be the situation.
Yeah, I think maybe even foot on your face or neck.
You think so? I feel like though that would he.
You're
that
tall
would,
though, so
this guy would have to be very long.
Yeah, he'd be taller.
He'd be really tall.
He'd
have
to probably be safe from that.
So I'm getting prison raped by a basically a Jack Reacher dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like a big, Tom Cruise Jack Reacher. I mean, like the
6'9" guy.
Yeah, like just jacked diesel big old guy.
Because to get his leg up that hot, yeah, he has to be like 6'9", 6'10".
And is anyone gonna fault me for coming?
I mean, no.
You know what I mean? Like,
no.
I was like, this gorgeous man his work death back there. And everyone's making me feel weird about coming.
Yeah, right? This guy's working me and I'm not supposed to come? That's crazy.
There's no win in prison rape. You know?
Well, there's a winner.
There's a winner.
Because then you don't think he feels self-conscious?
He's no.
Like, I didn't plan on having you come. You don't think he does?
No.
Well, you're the winner. You come.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I guess I am. I guess I am winning in that.
Oh, that's
that
true. Regard. Well, then if both of you do it, then you're both winners. So I guess everyone's a winner in prison rape that way.
You know what? I think that we hit something there. Everyone's kind of a winner.
We're working on it, guys. So I don't know why they cry about it so much.
Are you telling me prisoners are full of winners?
Prisoners are full of winners. Yes. I got you, dude. I picked you right up. Yeah. Or dude, prisoners are full of winners. It could be prisoners are full of winners, in which I guess
I'm referring to the semen.
If you're coming, that's what I figured. It's like if he's coming in me, then those are his winners. Yeah.
I just need to point out the dichotomy of conversation happening in my household right now. Steph's on the phone with
Steph's in the bag. Steph's in the background talking about big black dick. And you're like, it's a weird convo, dude.
We're almost on the same page.
Yeah. How are we matching up?
She's on the phone with a teacher friend of hers talking about like Bible like stuff. And I'm like, prison rape.
We'll do Isaiah. And then maybe you just hear in the background. Adam, why are you talking about coming in prison rape?
Yeah, could you not? Well, I talked about Genesis.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. The band. Yeah. She's talking about religion.
Dude,
and Genesis,
I made that joke the other day to her, and I just I tweeted this out, but she was talking about Genesis to a teacher friend of hers, being like, it's Genesis is annoying. And I was like, how dare you? Phil Collins is all time great. And then she just stopped and looked at me and just yelled at me for interrupting her phone call. I was like, well, I found it funny.
I mean, I think that on the court of public opinion would say that was, I think Steph was in the right there.
It was a hacky, lighthearted Phil Collins joke. I don't think it deserved the hate it got. Is that fair?
Panic.
That was way worse. That was way worse. And you just brought it back, dummy. So now we think about your bomb again. No one heard my bomb.
You've changed, man. You've changed.
I changed.
You didn't used to do these Phil Collins jokes, dude. You didn't used to do these. This is ridiculous, man. What have you done? What have you done to Adam Nutter?
You're right. You're right. I changed.
What do I want to say? Oh, I was making fun of my girlfriend yesterday. And
as you should.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how, again, I was making fun of my girlfriend yesterday. We went to go see a movie. And
which movie?
We saw Spider-Man No Way Home. And I've realized that for some reason, I think this is what's happening with regular audiences with movies. They do not, when a movie is shitty or has a shitty part or something like that, they rationalize it and completely forget that they can be rationalizing the shitty writing. Like, they kind of like blame that. Well, maybe the character means this. And you're like, maybe because that part didn't really make sense. So I think that's what they meant.
Do you have a specific example to give us from the movie?
I'd be happy. I'd be happy to.
Okay, please do.
I would be happy to. I was like pointing out some kind of parts that are like ridiculous. Parts that are, I mean, they're doing this in modern movies now where, I mean, they're doing this a lot with movies. Aunt May gets fucking bulldozed.
Right.
Sure does. Oh,
I don't care if you haven't seen it already.
Hey, now, hey, bud, you don't have to
spoiler,
give that.
Spoiler.
No,
alert.
Go fuck yourself.
Spoiler. Alert.
Fuck them.
Alert.
Fuck them.
This is ridiculous thing.
Fuck them. Spoiler. I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
Who cares? Anyway, spoilers. She gets fucking bulldozed.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason in movies now, when someone's got to die or whatever, it's Spider-Man. No one's like doing any type of triage at any point. Like multiple times, they're just like, it's insane. It doesn't make any sense. Like May gets hit, he sees it, and then again, he knows he's either gonna go. Like the reactions are just off. They're just like, "Hey man, you've been in emergencies a bunch. Do you know how to stop the bleeding?" Or just grabs at least rudimentary people. Like, "Oh my god," panicking. Like, "Oh god, god, god!" Like putting it on the.
Oh, he just lets you die.
Trying to stop bleeding. He just like it's just not
plug it with the real. Web.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's just right? not real. Like if Aunt May is critically injured and you're gonna cut away from the injury. And you're not going to show it to us because it's what did they try to do? Did they try to do this PG-13? I don't know whatever the fuck this movie was supposed to be. Right. Nonsense. It's fucking nonsense. It's just like, let her just be dead. There's no reason we need. The only reason they do that is
so
because
she can say the thing.
She didn't need to get up. She didn't need to do any of that stuff. He could just ran over to again. They just try to like, oh, they're just trying to toy with you. Is Aunt May going to die or whatever? Blah, blah, blah. So triage not happening doesn't mean, you know, just like, okay, she's going to, they do the same thing with fucking Tobey Maguire later. It's like they can't fucking act. Exactly. Well, that's the thing. But I like someone who's not even really involved in any of that shit. Again, my girlfriend like doesn't, I mean, we watch the stuff, but like, she doesn't know anything. She didn't read the comics. She doesn't
right.
She only knows what she's on. She forgets, you know, again, at this point, if you kind of are half in the Marvel movies, you're basically just turning your brain off and watching something that's pretty.
Absolutely.
Like, it's just, there is no, you're not even, she forgets like multiple characters. Like, I was like, oh, that's the guy from this. And, you know, like, she's not activating that kind of thing. She's just watching it with the brain turned off, which I get. Right. They do it again with Tobey Maguire when he gets stabbed. Why didn't Tobey Maguire die? And I'm just like, I'm just sitting here just like,
oh, wait,
there's
well,
no stakes.
I could justify that.
I know you
more.
Why, but it's bullshit writing. It's bad writing.
Sure.
It didn't like there's a sacrifice, but then there's no stakes to it.
Yes.
It doesn't fucking make any sense.
That bothered me too, actually.
And they hung it there purposely because now it's just in the court of public opinion. They want to make these movies, but they also don't. It's all just like, hey, fans, you let us know. Like, we're not actually going to write the rest of this and try to be risky and put anything on the line. We know that if we do that and we fuck up, oh no, the fans. It's like, yo, you're going to make people pissed off. And I know you guys just want to keep making money. So I mean, hey, I saw this like bullshit on a Sunday. But normally, I mean, I wouldn't have gone to, I saw it in like just a really basic theater. I didn't go 3D or whatever. I was just like, I think I'm going to have problems with it. I'm more and more with the CGI and shit. And just the reasoning behind it, the a lot of the jokes were like, ugh, you know. I mean, I don't know. This has been talked about. The Marvel movies are, you know, whatever. We've talked about this. But like, it's just laziness. It's just lazy. So that's what I mean. And they do the same to Tobey Maguire. all of them trained for emergencies. He gets stabbed seemingly hard. Like, it looks like he should die. They kind of like, but they don't show it. They just imply that it's like basically through the back.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, he's just kind of sitting there like, and then they make it into a joke. Like, you're in severe pain, aren't you? I am. Like, it's like,
yeah,
okay, that was not needed at all. It's just a little bit of fodder. You don't want to actually get rid of the character because you're like, maybe we need him in the next one. That's probably like what it is, or an offshoot and another spinoff. They got to tie in something, so they're like, yeah, we can't kill him, but we need to have stakes. Why can't it be it's just bullshit. So you didn't solve in the movie, and there's tons of that stuff in there. But she was, and to the point. Sorry for the fucking long story, but it's like, to the point, she was just kind of like, oh, I kind of thought that they didn't do it because he didn't really deserve it. Like, they're just like, she's just writing out. Like, I was like, you don't need to give the movies that we're watching help. They are just shitty.
Yeah.
They're just bad. It's just bad writing. Like, I was arguing with her about the ending of a thriller movie because she was extrapolating from that in such a negative way. She's been a little negative lately, like, but to a point where she was adding in parts of the film, like theories behind why the character did it for no other reason. What the fuck were we watching? It was a
thriller.
It was an action thriller. Yeah. It was a thriller in which the, and I'm not going to remember it, but it doesn't matter. But all you have to know is like the character ends up, kind of getting away with a crime or whatever, and it finishes up and she like didn't understand. I was like, yeah, that's fucking weird, right? What a weird ending. Like, why the fuck they didn't deal with that at all. And you know, there was no closure on a lot of these parts. And she was like, oh, I just thought like he's pessimist and he said fuck it and it doesn't really fucking matter to him, and you know, so it doesn't matter. And then they just did it that way. And I was like, yeah, but if that's so, then that means that his mother and his father and everything like that, like, it means so many other things, and you just extrapolate out. And then it sounds ridiculous. So you think, at this point, I'm just arguing, like, so you think the character who tried to get away with his crime is then killed his wife and then got away with it, and then there's no moral justice in any part of the movie, and you just think that's okay. Like, it's just like, right, it's just shitty writing. it's just bad writing. They didn't solve it. And then you're like being like, well, no, it can't be that the thing I'm watching is bad or poorly written. It's like, oh yeah, you're watching a shitty thing. It's written
Occam's razor, babe. it's probably sucks. Yeah,
you have to like hold it, but people do it even with like old 90s movies, like old action flicks like RoboCop. The problems in them, some people just like write them away and
there's a lot of problems with RoboCop, buddy.
Yeah, there's huge problems. It doesn't like, so many parts, it doesn't make so any fucking sense.
How about this part? He gets point blank range blown to bits by multiple shotguns. Unsurvivable. I don't give a fuck what realm we're in right now. Like, they could have made that. They could have been like, hey, shot him like four times with just a fucking like 45.
No, and if you
know
get
what I'm
it,
saying, like,
yeah, but if you
like,
get
even
it,
even when they rebooted the RoboCop, when they rebooted it and it, like, he like the car bomb, like that's way more realistic even than the like, hold on, I'm gonna 3 inches from your fucking face take this fucking shotgun round into your skull. It's so dumb.
At least with the director and the overall arch of like RoboCop, but you still buy it. It's hyper violent and it's ridiculous, and you go there with them, you give them that. But in these Marvel movies, I'm not giving them any space. I'm like, you guys have all of the money. You know what I mean? You have all of the writers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? You know what I mean? People are so resigned to just like fucking let it be like, well, why is that part happening? Oh, that had nothing to do. Oh, we're doing these jokes. Okay. They couldn't write a better line at some of these parts. Like, you're just like, all right, well, there you go, I guess. Like, anyway, I don't want to go into all those parts and shit like that. I mean, we could go more specific, but it's just me shitting on it. The movie was fine. It was fine, but it's like, you know, they're fine.
That's what all those movies are. They're just fine.
Yeah, did you cry? You know what I mean? When'd you cry? You cried when
did you cry?
Multiple
did you
times? Cry? Yeah, you cried. They were like laying it on.
I didn't cry once.
Yeah, well, Spider-Man's my favorite. I always have an extra heart out for Spider-Man. So anytime I see Spider-Man stuff, I get more emotional.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx jokes. Those were, you know, he weirdly cages. I mean, I know he's being brought in from the other stuff, but yeah, some very strange feelings when he's on screen. I don't know what it is. The way he's delivering his lines and stuff, I'm just like, oh, you feel disjointed. It feels weird. That's also fucking obviously just my opinion, but
yeah,
it just felt weird. I don't know. He felt disjointed from some of it.
I thought Willem Dafoe is a really good Green Goblin. I always thought he was.
Willem Dafoe over the plate. I would say over the plate, doing what he need to do. It felt like, no, there's great promoting. Like Tom Holland's doing well.
Yeah, he's I like him a lot. Yeah.
There's parts where you're just kind of like, I mean, again, they do this with, I'm watching like the new Jack Reacher and stuff. You're like, so, I mean, there's movies that know what's happening and they know more about themselves. They're being introspective. Like he's a big giant freak. People in the town immediately spot this big giant freak. He's 6'5". It's like 250 pounds. He's gigantic.
Dude, every time I see that in that show, I'm like, oh, you're Thad Castle from fucking Blue Mountain State. Yeah. That's all I see him from is Blue Mountain State.
Oh,
like,
yeah, sure.
The linebacker from Blue Mountain State. I fucking see him.
Wait, what movie did you see with Thad in it?
He's watching the Amazon.
Oh, Reacher. Yeah, Reacher.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No, because when I saw him, I saw a commercial for Red Jack Reacher, and I was like, and it got to like whatever, and it was like, and then it's him, and then it's all.
Yeah.
And I literally went, Thad?
Hey. Is that just
him? Yeah. I was just like,
because
that
guy got like famous off of, like, he like that one thing. By the way, that show is great.
That sucks that, like, you know, an actor has that to them sometimes.
Yeah. Like, he just holds himself into like that.
And it's just like, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, but you can get your way out of it now. So many people have done it, though.
That's what
true. Robert Pattinson. I think Robert Pattinson did a great job.
Well, what's his face? Bale, when they offered him to come back and do Batman before they found Affleck all those years ago.
Yeah,
he's like, oh, I want to just be known as Batman. I'm like, I don't think you will be. You've done enough other shit.
Machinist.
Where you're not just Batman.
You've done known as Bond. Yeah, I mean, American Psycho and stuff like you. Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah,
American Psycho. Right, I wouldn't think that he would only be known for Batman. I don't. I actually legitimately don't even like him as Batman. Like, so I actually forget.
He's whatever, but
yeah, that's what I mean.
He has like better roles.
I didn't actually see him as Batman. I felt like his look as Wayne was just off. It just didn't work for me. But
all you gotta do is be a hot guy as Wayne.
Well, sometimes they do that though. That's what I mean. And I go like, he has too much. There's something. It's just facially. It's not anything. It's just, this is all obviously subjective, but it's just, it's too much edge to his face, I think. Like, I was just purely DP, sure.
This is English, like, fucking English
as well. Just, if I was like, in terms of DP and just like,
double penetration,
Of course, obviously, but in terms of like development, producing, and everything, like, and directorial producing, like, I just think he's off. It just doesn't work. I don't obviously Affleck either, but
he's another handsome guy who's like, who's a good looking Bruce Wayne to you then?
I don't know. It's not like just the good looking thing. Yeah. It's more of, again, everyone's going to go back and go, I don't know.
I don't think they write Wayne.
I don't know who's a good one, man. I would say that I would just say that Costner, I'm not Costner.
Keaton?
Keaton.
He looks like the worst.
No, I know. But I feel like for some of the Bruce stuff, he did so much better as Bruce.
Right.
He was more likable as Bruce. I agree. Sympathize with the character, and he played it a little bit better. And of course that's old, but I would like to see an actor like take Bruce and sort of take a little bit from that, because what's his name face just didn't light me up. Like when I just didn't, he didn't light me up. Maybe the new guy, whoever, Robert Patrick, right?
Yeah, Robert Pattinson. Yeah.
Pattinson or whatever. Maybe he does a little.
They don't write Bruce Wayne enough. Like in Batman movies,
they write pretty much for Batman.
It's
Bruce
just
Wayne.
Batman, but you don't see Bruce Wayne the billionaire. They do like a every now and then with a bunch of hot chicks, and it's just like, hey,
like you could probably
Playboy billionaire
on like one hand, like, the amount of times you've seen Bruce Wayne in like the Dark Knight movies.
What I'll say is because they didn't believe it either. That's what I would say is that he is. Like what's his name? I think they didn't believe that he felt really. Like,
he
kind of
off as a cunt. You're right.
I mean, he obviously is. He's supposed to do like he does that, but I mean, they didn't show him enough. Like, there's not interactions. Like, it seems to be he is Batman, and that Batman interacts with Alfred, and they really did separate it. Where like, oh, there's only 2 seconds of him being Bruce most of the time. Like, they could have done more stuff of him being Bruce in the plane and stuff when he's flying too. Like, they could have done obviously like 2 minutes or a minute. Not even of like him with the girls beforehand and really letting him lay it on. You know what I mean? This is going to show us how much he actually hides from the world, but they don't, they just go like, you're not going to believe him in this role. So let's just cut that the fuck out and don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And whatever. And also, who gives a fucking shit anyway?
Yeah, but exactly.
Like, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, man, hey, I can fucking.
But then that's what the nerds are going to be like. They're going to be like, why did you spend so much time at Bruce being wet? Like, you whatever. I want to see Batman do Batman shit. You know what I mean?
And I don't even want to argue with them. I'm just like, dude, I don't know. I'm just telling you that, like, I'm not going to remember he was Batman, to be honest with you. I'm not going to remember it. I don't think that's going to fuck up your career. But.
No, I think we all remember it because he was the first one to do like the voice. And that was like, that was memorable for so many reasons of like silliness. And, you know, like it's like that alone. Right. It's like, oh, that was the Bale voice. The Bale was like, you know, where are they going?
It's a shame, too. It's like one of those moments where I've been fighting a little more, like seeing all the how they're not using practical effects, and in Nolan stuff, like a lot of practical.
Yeah,
but then I would have actually wanted to see if they just in post were like, hey, you deliver your lines as normal with the same gravitas, don't do anything to your voice, and then we just tweak it, and then just, hey, we have a comm or something that's in the headset, that's in the, and then this way when he actually takes it off, that would be in the
That's what they did with Ben Affleck's character.
Yeah, just tweak it. Just it sounds like it's on a radio. Even
they have that stupid thing around his throat. It would be like a robotic kind of sounding voice.
I'm
and he would
fine
talk.
With that.
Yeah,
I'm totally. I actually like it. It's almost like they did the smart move that they did in like Hunt for Red October. I think is the one that they do with the twist for the so in the submarine in the Russian sub.
Oh, that's it.
All the actors. Yeah. When they do that twist, all the Russian actor, like all the quote unquote Russian sub, the actors in it. And all they do is they start them saying stuff in Russian. And then there's a pan, there's like a switch failure. You'd see it on TikTok. Like it's like behind thing. Yeah. And then they're speaking English. And then you get the idea that they're translating for us. And then all the actors can just be whoever they want to be.
Right.
They don't need to put on an affectation or do a Russian accent, even though I think some of them still choose to do it, which is weird. One or two of them are doing a Russian accent. We're like, you know, that doesn't make any sense, actually. The movie magic is happening. You could just be.
Oh, yeah, dude, that drives me fucking nuts when like movies have like half American accents, half English accents, like half people doing Russian accents. And we're like, but we're all German. Or whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? It's like we're all supposed to be Nazis here. Or whatever.
Why don't they do that switch more often? In Hunt for October, that switch, that should be something that's like really just in. We should see more of all the time in movies. Mm. There, you know, you would see like a Russian aristocrat, like in a Russian aristocrat movie, you know, and all of them are English accents.
All they need
to do is like a 2 second little flip, like a little 10 second flip over, and then they're all British for some fucking reason, whatever, who cares. I guess it, I don't know, make movies, what the fuck do I know, you guys.
Hey, I don't make movies, what do I know? Hey,
you guys, what am I, I'm just pointing out to,
it's the guy pointing things out to use. I mean, the movies making
I've been
industries
with more Italians, dude. I'm ingrained with Italians now. Can't help it.
I hear them.
I know. You were saying like they were in the walls. Yeah. Like, I hear them. They're in the walls. This little Italian guy is saying Luca Dell.
Spaghetti.
Luca Dell. Luca Dell. Luca Dell. More...
Supersa. Yelling gabagools.
Supersa.
We
completely lost it. You got anything? You got anything else? I think we're good. Coming in for a landing here.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Man. All right. Well. We don't have any like fun thing that we typically do for the ending. Sometimes I think we should come up with something.
Want to punch Jesse?
No, I feel like that would be mean.
You'd have to be here.
True. Mm. Neil could do it for me.
No, he can't.
I'm not your virtual bitch, dude.
Yeah.
You are.
I'm not. You There's are. Nothing to prove for that. That's not.
Take off my headphones.
Yeah. Who's the bitch? Who's the virtual bitch now?
Yeah, dude, I should wear your glasses.
No.
I should wear your glasses, too.
No, I'll get whatever gross pink eye or herpes eye you have.
Yeah, you could get herpes eye.
Yeah, we all know that's a thing.
If you had herpes eye, would you wear a eye patch?
Yeah, I would have to dig. No, I'd dig my eye out with a spoon.
Oh, just root and all.
Yeah, because then it spreads, doesn't it? It's like It's like a zombie virus. It starts there and it goes throughout the rest of your body.
Yeah. So it would make sense that once it's in your bloodstream, you would just rip out your entire eye.
No, if you get too effective, you don't watch enough fucking zombie.
Oh, you
movies.
Mean if you tried to get it to you quick. So yeah, so yes. this would be a Kill Bill situation where you're snatching your eye out immediately. Like you're going to yourself.
Eye, just like, ah.
That's the day you choose to cut your fingernails, though, so you can't get in there.
Fuck yeah.
So you're like, fuck, you can't pick up coins that day. And they're like, oh, this is going to be a problem. And then you're like,
using tooth pencils.
In Jack Reacher, he fucking eye plunges a dude in prison. He fucking straight.
Dude, I would fucking lose. I would kill myself. If someone took my eye, I would be so upset. I'd be so fucking upset. Do you ever just try to walk around with just one eye closed for fun?
No.
It's so hard. I done it. It's so like I can't see anything over here. Any of this I can't see. That's like so much. That sucks, dude.
And you do this for fun?
No, when you were a kid.
Oh, when you were younger. Sorry, you didn't really say that.
Oh, I thought that was.
We assumed you were just downstairs as a 36-year-old adult.
35. And no, I thought you would assume.
You look 36.
Okay, yeah. I look older than that.
That's asking for. that's
only I can tell, dude, but that year is rough on you.
The year is rough. It's COVID
year. 1 year.
Yeah.
Well,
it's rough.
Well, this has been fun. You know. I gotta go. So, you know, it was good talking to you, Adam.
Oh, shit. I love you guys.
All right. Well, I'll see you guys next week.
10 Media production.